This time we are on the second episode of Three Drink Minimum Podcast. Last week I said Lynn has lost the locker room. Today, the Chargers are going back to the Super Bowl, baby. Never in doubt. Never, ever in doubt. It's been some good games on right now, though. Packers and Vikings are in overtime. 29-29. Looks like the Vikings are about to kick a field goal. Other games that happen. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, man. Hoo-wee. 43-27 they won. Bucks upset the Eagles. What else happened around the league today? Mahomes threw 6 touchdowns. That's what happened. Saints tried so hard to lose to the Browns. Didn't matter. What else? The rest of the games are pretty boring. So let's get to the Chargers Bills. 31-20. Game really wasn't close at all. First half was pretty much dominated by the Chargers. Even though they went 3-and-out to start the game. And as soon as the Bills got the possession, their first possession, and Uchenna Nwosu had a sack, figured, all right, this game's not going to be close. And that's pretty much what it was. So Nwosu has a sack. Next game, next series after that, Virgil Green breaks 25 yards, and then they get that Mike Williams touchdown, which was a nice little catch. Good to see on their part, or for Mike Williams anyway. So that was nice. Again, pretty much the game wasn't very interesting to me just because it was a blowout. It wasn't when the game's never in question, it's hard to be, you know, it's hard to be focused so much on it. But there's a lot of good to take away. But we will start with the bad. And I think the bad, surprisingly, was Russell Okung. I don't know that he gave up any sacks, but Jerry Hughes kind of got the best of him today. So that was something interesting to see. What else bad-wise? There wasn't a lot of bad. I mean, at this point, I'm not sure what the real point of trotting Antonio Gates out is, just because he's not bringing much to the table. They fumbled it. Tyrell fumbled the ball. Rivers fumbled the ball. Not much else, man. The Bills pass rush, besides, I mean, Jerry Hughes had a really good day. He had 3 quarterback hits. He did end up with a sack. Other than that, though, I think the Chargers did a pretty solid job overall just protecting Rivers today. Like I mentioned, not much to take away just from the game itself, just because it was such a blow. But there was plenty of good, man, plenty of good to talk about. Rivers was dropping dimes today. In the first half, he was 15 for 18. He finished 23-27. Eckler, 11 carries, 77 yards. That was really good to see. He's still, I mean, just doing what he does, man. Just bouncing off tackles, outrunning people, making plays. It was good to see Mike Williams get a touchdown. Gordon getting active out of the backfield. That's always good to see. Defense was locked down, man. Derwin James had a sack. Also broke up a pass. Casey Hayward broke up a pass down the field. Maybe the most entertaining part of today was Dez King committing that penalty. And then on the sideline, he and Lynn getting into it. That was nuts. Lynn pretty much just gave it, like, yelling at him, scolding him like a father would his child. So that was pretty cool, man. Besides that, though, I mean, they were just, it was good to see Uchenna Nwosu play. And we saw early on that he made that sack, but he just brings like a level of energy and just a level of effort that you really don't have outside of guys like Ingram and Bosa. So that was really cool, man. Other than that, Adrian Phillips made a nice interception. I saw 30 and I got hyped thinking it was 33, but it's 31. Still good to see. Today's drink of choice is a mimosa. So for the previous 2.5-3 hours, that's what I've been drinking. Who stood out today? So obviously Rivers stood out. I want to talk about Kaiser White a little bit. Kaiser White had 3 pass deflections today. So Matt Hill. Bolts had a rookie showcase today, but also had a lot of rookie mistakes. I guess it's better for the young talent to be forged by fire, though. Yeah, for sure. I think I would much rather have, you know, let the young guys just learn from their mistakes, man. In Kaiser's case, I thought he did a good job in coverage. And after rewatching the game last week, I actually thought he did a very good job against Kelce. And he was a big part of the reason that Kelce didn't have the numbers that he did. And we saw it a little bit today. He's just playing fast, man. He has to get better against the run. But in a league where it's so like predominantly passing now, it's just not that big of a deal. So you will take him breaking up 3 passes any day of the week over, you know, just being a run stuffer and struggling in pass coverage. So that was good to see. And it seems like he's here to stay, even though Jatavis did have a sack today. But Kaiser's a guy at that position. I think it's pretty clear. Who else? Yeah, so other rookies. Yeah, Derwin finished with – led the team in 8 tackles. 2 for loss. It seemed like he was going to have a second sack. He had a play where he ran through the running back. He, like, ran him over, forced Josh Allen to flee the pocket. That might have been the play where there was an interception by Adrian Phillips. I don't remember exactly if that was a play, but I know he flushed him out of the pocket. Uchenna had a sack. And if you're getting that kind of production, that's from 3 rookies, Kaiser, Derwin, and Uchenna, man, that's tough. I don't really remember what Justin Jones did, but if you want to just go back to last week, that was good, man. That was really good to see. Let's see what else we got here. What was the problem there on what from T. Chahal? What was the problem there in the third on offense? It really seemed like they just took their foot off the gas. I don't know. I was kind of surprised by that. I thought they would come out firing a little bit more. It just didn't happen. Let me see the box score because, yeah, they didn't have much going at all in the third quarter. I think he said they had like 4 total yards in the third quarter. I think the announcer said that. Let me bring up the play-by-plays here. So 3 and out to start the third quarter. Like the first 3 possessions were 3 and out. So you get a sack by Jerry. Okay, it's a sack. That was on Okung. 3rd and 1. Keenan didn't go anywhere. Next possession, run, sack, Jerry Hughes on 3rd down. So I think we're kind of answering the question right there. Rivers on 3rd down just didn't have anywhere to go, or he didn't have time. Yeah, like I mentioned to start here, Okung kind of had a rough day, and Jerry Hughes is a really, really good pass rusher. They let him go one-on-one because that's just what you have to do. You have to give your other guys help, whether it's Tevye or Schofield, and that's just what happens, man. What else we have here? Do you like the offense better without Benjamin, or do we need him to stretch the field? I don't think today was a problem just because they were able to do so much underneath. But I know, you know, Benjamin had those rough drops last week, and you can never apologize for him. But yeah, you have that unique type of speed, and against teams that are legit and that do have defenses, you guys saw the receivers running crazy last week, man. That type of speed is tough to teach. So even if knowing that the threat is there, I do think Benjamin will be needed just because Rivers will give him a chance to go get it. Whether he catches it, obviously, is a whole different topic. Stabs, what up, man? Derwin James, greater sign. Earl Thomas confirmed. First of all, yes, stupid question. I think we should take it to another level and start talking about who Derwin isn't better than. Obviously, everybody active better than. Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Sean Taylor, Ronnie Lott. Like those are the Rodney Harrison, easy. Those are the kind of guys that we should be talking about if Derwin is better than. And my answer, yes, 1,000% yes, not even close. Some more bad. Choosing to punt from the Bills' 35-yard line and still asking Emmanuel to cover down the field. Yes, indeed, man. I agree. I don't understand. So first of all, it was the 4th and 6. They rush to the line, try their best to draw whoever offsides, and that never works. Never ever works. I think that was really a good opportunity to get Sturgis some work and let him kick a long field goal, man. Or if that's the situation, why not get closer on third down so you can let Sturgis attempt like a long 50-yard field goal? Those are like the coaching situations where you could still get some work in and still practice situational football. But these Chargers, they don't think like that, man. So, yep, they punted inside the 40, which is a giant no-no in my eyes. And I feel like most really good coaches won't do that. But here we are. Yeah, Emmanuel. Teams just have to know, like, when he comes in the game. He only played 13 snaps last week, and it seems like he was on the field a lot more than that. Not sure how much he played this week, but I'm sure it's going to be under 15 or in between 15 and 20 snaps. Doesn't matter, because those couple plays always stand out, man. I saw Kaiser, who I believe replaces him. He will just chase dudes on the other side of the field. And I don't know, his energy is just so much better. I really hope we see more and more of him. But again, guys, it's week two, man. There's going to be some headaches. There's going to be some ups and downs. So the fact that after 1 week, we saw adjustments like involving Mike Williams, even though Travis was hurt today, involving Uchenna Nwosu, just because they literally have no other option opposite Ingram. So they're making these strides. And what we want to see is by week one, hopefully we, by the middle of the season, we see these kind of fixes happening. So that's good. Predictions for next week. They have the Rams. And as you guys know, the Rams are very good. If you watch the second half of Monday Night Football, you can tell they're going to scheme the hell out of the Chargers. It'll be interesting to see, man. Not sure exactly who they're going to target. I imagine we will see a lot of Gurley. And I actually think we'll see a lot of Cooper Kupp. I think that the Rams are going to win. I think it'll be a fun game. That's for sure. It'll likely come down to the same stuff, you know, execution, situational football, Chargers missing a field goal, the good stuff,
the stuff that keeps us coming back.
Thought the O-line got exposed in the second half, worried about the Rams. Yeah, that's fair, man. It was weird because, I mean, quote unquote, your best player, Russell Okung up front. It's probably Pouncey's probably the best, but we'll say Okung playing left tackle position wise. Man, I'm not sure. It's going to be rough inside, that's for sure. Because Dan Feeney still gave up a little bit today. They're going to have to try to get Pouncey more involved, but it'll be fun, man. It'll be a good game. I do think the Chargers will be able to. I think they'll be able to get Goff a couple times, but as far as blocking, ooh-wee, I don't know about all that, man. It's going to be tough with Donald and Sue inside. How much longer? Oh, William Johnson says the Chargers suck and will never win a Super Bowl. Thank you. The title of this is Chargers are going to the Super Bowl. So naturally, one person, it always takes one person that will take the title. And holy cow, the Vikings just missed a field goal with 0 seconds left. Ooh, buddy. Second tie in as many weeks. Okay, back to what we were talking about. Sorry about that. I'm distracted. Of course the Chargers aren't going to win the Super Bowl, man. I just made the title. Who cares? Stop taking life so serious.
helmets, but you don't draft a kicker.
How much longer before we see Lamb? The right side needs him. I 100,000,000% agree. Lamb is just a better football player. I think it's going to come back to haunt the Chargers when there's actually a rush. And guess when that happens? Next week. So they're going to have to just basically give a lot of their resources and help inside to the D tackles. It's going to leave Tevi outside. And made a little video on YouTube last week or a couple days ago. Tevi was rough last week, man. And that was against D Ford. He made D Ford look like Von Miller. Not great. So I don't know what they're going to do, whether it's Schofield goes to right tackle, Tevi or Lamp goes to right tackle. I wouldn't mind seeing Lamp kick out a right tackle, man. I think he, why not give him a shot? He's a good football player, and that's what you do. You give your best players a chance. All right, what else we got here? Thoughts on the pass rush, sans Bosa. Nwosu's got to get more snaps. Yeah, I'll be interested to see how much he played today. It was good to see him just get on the field in general. Melvin's holding his own, man. He's doing a good job. He's getting after it a little bit. Last week, Filon did a good job. Filon got in the backfield a couple of times. Mebane had a couple of hits. I think the difference is last week they were getting close, but they weren't finishing. This week they were getting close and they finished. I know for a while there they had four sacks. Let me see exactly what they finished with. They were living in the backfield today, which is great. They hit Josh Allen 8 times and they finished with 5 sacks, which is really good. And they had the one where Derwin didn't wrap him up. They had another one where Melvin Ingram was like literally riding his back, like holding on for dear life, and Josh Allen decides to throw it. No, okay, that was the interception where Adrian Phillips gets the interception, but Melvin Ingram is holding on for dear life, and for whatever reason, Allen decides to make the throw, and that's where the interception goes. So it's good to see, man. Pass rush is there. Pass rush is where it needs, or is the fact that the pass rush hasn't fallen off a cliff without Bosa is a good sign, because with Bosa back, think about Ingram, Bosa, Nwosu, and James. That's pretty big, man. That could be big time. So we'll see. I imagine it's going to take a while for them to get, you know, figure out exactly how they want to work that rotation out. But the fact that there's options is good. I quit. How many times did Tevi just straight up not block anybody last week? Ooh, wee, man. I would go out on a limb and say that there was at least 4 or 5 times where Tevi had like legit whiffs where he just didn't block a soul, man. Just, it's tough to watch. And the fact that they trotted him out this week tells you that they really don't trust Forrest Lamp, which, oh man, Lamp, Lynn said Lamp has no confidence, and he must have no confidence at all. Third missed field goal by a rookie kicker today. Ooh wee. How about that play where Buffalo muffs a punt inside the 10-yard line? The other dude tries to pick it up. He picks it up and gets his skull cracked by Noah. So like just hit, like just takes him like level header or basically parallel, just hits him big time. And the call by the refs, so they call it a touchback when the returner fumbled the ball. The returner fumbles the ball. The ball goes into the end zone. And from there, okay, it's going to be a safety. Like, you just know it's going to be a safety because he already touched the ball in the field of play. Refs don't call it that. Refs call it a touchback, which made no sense to me at all. Then following that, they call an unnecessary roughness on the person who tackles the ball carrier. How does that even make sense? Is it because he didn't have a helmet on? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me, man. But I recorded it and I would like watch it over and over, just trying to see exactly what happened. The person who recovered the ball and was trying to pick it up without a helmet. He like lowered down and he just made it really tough on Noah. So I don't know. It was just, it was a terrible call, but it didn't really come back to bite him. So that's good. But I feel like those are usually the momentum swings that come back to bite the charge in the ass. Luckily didn't happen today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation. And I want to tell you about my new show, It Seemed Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
How do you feel rookie class performed today?
I feel like, man, got a sack, got multiple sacks. Kaiser got his hands on some passes. Derwin did the same. Yeah, I think they are coming along pretty well, man. So if they're making plays in week two and they're on the field, first of all, so that's a good thing. I think it's good that we don't have to second guess like, oh, what if he would have played? Oh, what if he would have played? So that's good to see. Other than that, though, I think they're doing really good. And I think it's going to – there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some rough ones. And I imagine we see that against the 49ers because a guy like Kyle Shanahan tends to take advantage of your rookie mistakes. Or he'll catch those plays, the ones that that we might not notice. So it's all good, man. The rookies are playing well, and you can't really ask for much. The fact that they are evening out their good plays with bad plays is going a long way. Yeah, the play probably should have been whistled dead. I mean, there was 12 different things wrong with that play. Hard for Linda Challenge, a safety touchback call, and risk Noah to get ejected for a hit. That's a good point. Either way, it should have been a safety. They said it was because the guy was the second player to touch the ball, so it wasn't live. Come on, man. That doesn't make sense. That makes no sense at all. The ball is live as soon as the offensive player touches it. The ball went backwards, and from there, it was like a free-for-all. It really should have been a free-for-all. So just back to the game. It's tough because I don't feel like there's much to take away from it just because the Bills are that bad. It was good to see that there was a pass rush. It was good to see that there's still last week's usage for Eckler wasn't like a one-time thing. So Eckler had 11 carries. He had three catches. And, you know, that was mostly in the first half. So they're keeping him involved. That's good. Good to see. What else do we have? Rivers still dealing. Also positive. I think there does have to be, and again, I say this about the receivers just because it is the NFL. I mean, they have to make plays. They're going to have to be better still. I didn't have to do much today just because, I mean, it's the Bills, whatever. Do think that the defense played really well, though, that they're getting after Allen. Even though Allen was holding the ball all day, it's good to see that they're just getting pressure, man, getting their hands in passes, getting their hands on throwing lanes. It's going to have to be like that against the Rams, man. The Rams are playing the Cardinals, who are another one of the worst teams in the NFL. They were bad last week. They're already up, or they're up 8-0 right now. Other late games going on right now. Jacksonville is up 7-0 on the Pats. The Raiders are up 3-0 on the Ponies. Not much else to take away, man. It was a win. It was supposed to be a win, and they were supposed to blow them out, and that's exactly what they did. So that's a good. That's a good takeaway. Good teams are supposed to take care of the bad teams, and that's what they did today. Melvin Gordon still has a lot to prove. I think so. Yeah, he. I think at this point he just kind of is what he is, man. He's a first round pick. He's been underwhelming. Most people know that. There's still people that defend him, and I get it. So, and I totally get that it was different usage, like Eckler's getting jet sweeps and getting a chance to get outside. But if you just compare, so Melvin Gordon had 9 carries for 28 yards. And of those 28 yards, he had one carry go 20 yards. That's really tough to defend. Whereas Eckler, 11 carries, 77 yards. And he had a 22-yard gain as well, but he's taking those other carries. And, again, these guys are running behind the same offensive line. I do like Gordon out of the backfield. I think he's just fast enough to make a lot to outrun a linebacker. So 6 catches for 38 yards today, tied for the most for the team. I imagine he's going to have a lot of catches throughout the year, but I don't think that the rushing is going to go away anytime soon, just because of Eckler really is that good. He really does bring that much to the table. Do I think that the team would be better if Eckler, Newsom, and Jackson, or whoever the running back on the practice squad is? No, I wouldn't do that, just because. So this is weird. Gordon is good at breaking tackles, but he's not good one-on-one, if that makes sense. So he's very good, like, with just bouncing off people, strong yards after contact, like not going down initially. Where he really lacks at is just getting, like, in the open field one-on-one with a linebacker or a safety, and that just – he just doesn't have – I don't know. He just doesn't have whatever it takes to make the person miss. Doesn't have that burst. Yes, hashtag that burst. I don't know, man. Something is missing from him. I don't know what it is, but he's frustrating. Jatavis looked better today. Yeah, man. I mean, it's good to see him. I wonder how much they're going to use him. I wonder if his role is going to increase, or, you know, if he was just in just because it was quote-unquote garbage time. But I have a feeling that they're going to need his, like, athleticism as the season goes along. So, yeah, I mean, it's good that Jatavis gets a chance. And, yeah, I do agree. He is a good Melvin Gordon is a good receiver. Derwin James, another sack, sure did. Should have had 2. And he knows that. Watch Gurley's TD this game. That is everything Melvin doesn't have. I didn't see it. I wish I did. Dang, must have missed it. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, Kaiser played. Kaiser had a game, man. He had a solid game last week. He just didn't have the numbers and covers, that is. Today, he actually had the numbers. He got his hands on 3 passes, so he had a pretty good day. How much do you pay Melvin this offseason? That's a good question. I personally am not. I'm letting him walk. I'm not going to draft a running back in the first or second round. I would just take a running back. I would essentially do it like the Broncos did, like take Royce or somebody like Royce Freeman, who can handle all, like, who can handle all the carries and who has talent and fell for whatever reason. And I wouldn't even say the third. It can be any round later on. There's plenty of talented running backs later on. I don't think Derwin had 2 sacks. I know he had the one where he came unblocked. He had another one where he came unblocked. I think that he had another one that was close, but he didn't finish the play or whatever. So it's all good, man. The fact that he's having this much productivity early on is a really, really good sign, though. Getting Royce and matching up with Eckler. I know, man. They were going to take Royce in the third round if Royce was still on the board. He was definitely one of the targets. They could add him or Nandi, man. That's tough to swallow. All right, guys. Well, this is where we're at. Yeah, Melvin Ingram had the sack. Sure did. He's been good. I mean, last week he was good. He just didn't finish. This week he was good, and he finally finished. Yeah, he's a ball player, man. It's good to see Melvin Ingram still playing at a high level, even without Bosa. And hopefully Bosa gets back here pretty soon. And that way they can I'm just excited to see Bosa, Ingram, Nwosu, and James just rush at the same time. When can we improve on defense? Ooh, man. Well, where can we improve on defense? I still think that there are holes. So Josh Allen was able to make some plays on the ground today. I think his arm strength showed that they're a little susceptible over the middle of the field, but they weren't hurt by it. Please believe McVay is going to scheme up something next week. So whether it is It's going to be a lot. I imagine it's going to be a lot of play actions, and they're just going to be like rolling all over the place, getting Goff on the move. But I mean, they've been tackling a lot better. They've been making plays on the ball today, at least. Today they took away the home run plays that were killing them last week. Yeah, I mean, run defense always, but you have to think offensive play callers are just not that patient to stick with a run. So when people say like we have to draft a nose tackle in the first round, there's no way he's going to have that type of impact to warrant a first round draft pick. So think about it today, like at the end, LeSean McCoy's break, he broke a 27 yarder and it seemed like he was getting going at the end. And after all that, the Bills still average 3.8 yards a carry. The run game is you have to be so good of a running team to actually hurt the other team. And that's happened. It surely has happened. The Chiefs have done that the last couple of years to the Chargers, but the majority of teams, man, they're not going to do that. And, you know, I imagine Gurley will have a game next week. Excited to see Forrest Lamp, Pancake, Aaron Donald next week when he starts. Let's hope, A, that Lamp is starting because he should start, and B, yes, because Forrest Lamp is better than Aaron Donald, he should have multiple pancakes. I cannot wait for that. That'd be a hell of a start, man. Hey, here's your first start. Now go block Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. Good luck, buddy.
Getting Emmanuel torched when I know Kaiser could do better.
Yeah, I want to see the snap counts. I want to see the differences on how they did. Gates have a catch today. I think so. I want to say he did. I don't remember when it was. No, he didn't. His only target was on that third down, third and goal at the end of the game. And Rivers threw it over his head just because he wasn't over. There was nowhere to go. He came in the game during the – just basically when they were about to score. I don't know. It's tough for him to warrant a roster spot, in my opinion, at this point. I just don't think that they need him. It was good to see Mike Williams get a catch in the end zone, touchdown catch. They threw it up for him. He went up and got it, man. That's a hell of an option down there. I imagine that's not going away anytime soon. So honestly, the role that they want Gates to do in the goal line, that red area, that's exactly what Mike Williams can do.
Yeah, I mean, they might need Gates in the postseason. Got to get to the postseason, though.
All right, they just showed the Gurley touchdown. Okay. Yeah, he just hit the turbo button, man. I love that. The celebration that they do when they do paper, rock, scissors, and whoever wins just, like, sprints off the field. I love that.
Pulled himself out of the game and retired
mid
game. Oh boy.
Other Williams catch was across the middle and he found a soft spot and posted up. Yeah, he did.
It seems like he's learning from Keenan just because he's like he catches the ball over the middle and he'll go down. So that's nice. That's good to see. Kansas City looking very hot in the AFC. Well, well, well. Pat Mahomes is actually good at quarterback. Who knew? It's almost like the way that he was playing at Texas Tech was wild and reckless because he had no defense. He knew that he had no defense, and he knew that if he didn't take a chance and if he didn't play that way, then his team had no chance of winning. I don't know why that was so hard for people to comprehend. It was obvious just in his playing style. Like he's trying to be basically a superhero on every play. That wasn't going to be like that in the NFL. Now he's playing like more calm, more in control. And this is exactly what is happening. Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's not. So, okay. Here is Mahomes' stat line today. 23 for 28, 326 yards, 6 freaking touchdowns. It's 6 touchdowns in the NFL game. Yeah, that's not going to last, but he has options, man. Like he had some of his passes to Kelsey today because I was watching. I had the charge game on the big screen. I had just red zone on just my laptop, and some of the passes to Kelsey over the middle, man, that dude's going to be special. Sammy Watkins had a day. They have so many options. Their defense is terrible. You guys saw that, man. Charge should have scored all the points last week, but whatever. Whoa, Jacksonville up 14-0 against the Pats. Bortles, 2 touchdowns.
Brady has none. So that means Bortles is a better quarterback than Tom Brady. You heard it here first. Where else do we need to go? Steb says 80 touchdowns is what Mahomes is on pace for. I don't see why he wouldn't throw that many. There's no reason. There's no evidence showing he won't. All right, guys. I think we're good here. Go watch the rest of the games. Get outside. We got a long day, man. It's only 2 o'clock. I'm not used to this. These early games. So, go Jags. Hopefully the Raiders and the Broncos tie. Hopefully the Cardinals lose. Or sorry, hopefully the Cardinals win. And there's not much more to say. Chargers win. Big win. Easy win. I will never in my life say charge up, baby. But have a good day, boys.
Hey everybody, it's Neil Patel, Editor-in-Chief of The Verge. I host a podcast every week called The Vergecast with my friends Paul Miller and Dieter Bohn. We've got a rotating cast of characters from our entire site, which is about technology, how it impacts culture, and how that is all a big cycle that causes us to have a wide variety of feelings that you can listen to every Friday. We've done over 300 episodes in the 6 years since The Verge has been around, but you only need to listen to one, the latest one, to get caught up on everything in tech news. Vergecast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Check it out.